It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
I was weaned on the Bodines. Look, one of the advantages of doing this gig, you get to talk to amazing people, and I don't take that for granted. And I'm so happy to be able to introduce our next guest this morning, Kurt Newman, co-founder of the Bodines. They've been around since 83. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for hopping on this call. I appreciate it. How are you guys holding up?
Oh, we're doing good. We're having a lot of fun playing rock and roll music after the 2020 shutdown. It's nice to be out and playing shows again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to mention right off the top that you guys are playing at the Dakota, right? Starting tomorrow, couple of shows Friday, right?
Yeah, it's really been a kind of traditional thing. We've done it for many years now that we come up here in December and play four shows in two nights and try and kill ourselves playing rock and roll music at the Dakota. It's fun because it's a small, intimate place, and usually we play these big outdoor kind of shows, so it's nice for people to come indoors and get real close to us and talk to us and stuff.
Well, I hope listeners will go to see your shows, and you guys do put on an amazing show. Proof of vaccination, either your card or on your phone. Obviously, you're taking the pandemic very seriously for yourselves and also for your guests, right, for your fans.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't set all the restrictions. The venues that we play in set the restrictions, so we don't have much say in how that goes. But we want everyone, you know, of course, to be healthy as possible and have the show be worry-free so we have everybody can just come in and sing along and have fun. So hopefully everyone feels good and wants to come down.
I'm just curious, because I've always wondered, how do you keep it fresh? It's like doing a play every single night. I know fans want to hear the old hits, and you've had an amazing number of hits, but you also have a new album coming out, so finding that balance is tricky, right?
It can be sometimes. You know, year to year, I try to change it up to whether how much new stuff I'm playing or old stuff, but like during the 2020 lockdown, I was able to go in and re-record a bunch of our old songs, and I would release them one a week on YouTube and stuff for the fans with videos so that they would have something new from us all the time or fresh. So I'm kind of playing those versions of the songs this year. So it's nice for me. It's refreshing for me because they're updated versions. And, you know, so it makes it fresh. But really, the audience every night is what really makes it, you know, the energy great for you, because they're the ones that bring the energy to the room. So when they're excited and they're singing with you and everything's jumping, that's what makes it fresh for us every night.
Absolutely. Hey, tell us about The Ranch on Netflix. You guys are in that series, right?
Yeah, I was doing the music for the whole series. So I have about 50 songs in their 8 seasons of episodes. And the producers were big fans of the band, so they asked me to write as much music as possible. And we were actually in one of the episodes playing one of our songs. So it's been a great relationship with them.
How often are you back in Waukesha? Is that...
Well, not a lot. I've been living down in Texas lately for years now, but it's... you know, I do get up there like once a year or so and hang out. And because of the tragedy there, a lot of people have adopted a song I wrote a few years for The Ranch, which was called My Hometown. And so they've kind of adopted that song. So I'm going to be playing that song tonight or tomorrow night as well.
Keep it going. Looking forward to these concerts at the Dakota. Kurt Newman, the Bodines. Hang in there. Be safe.
Hey, you too. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Thank you. traffic and weather up next.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.